From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia cheated. The World Anti-Doping Agency, also known as WADA, has recommended the track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition following findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other prestigious events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. The report implicated athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and an accredited lab in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. The report was issued following a 10-month investigation. Egyptian police say they've killed a top Islamic State operative wanted for his involvement in a string of attacks in the country. Egyptian's Interior Ministry says security forces shot and killed Ashraf Ali El-Garabli after he opened fire and tried to escape during an attempt to arrest him in the capital of Cairo. A ministry statement said Mr. Garabli was the leader of the militant Ansar Beit El-Maqdis group west of the Sinai. The group pledged allegiance to ISIS last year. Garabli was one of the most sought-after militants in Egypt. Candidates running in Uganda's February election officially began their campaigning on Monday, while Human Rights Watch called on the government to ensure a level playing field for everyone. Uganda's Electoral Commission approved a list of 8 candidates, including President Yoweri Museveni's bid for a 5th term and opposition leaders Kizza Besigye's 4th attempt to knock the president from power. This is VOA News. Nigeria held historical elections in April that led to the country's first ever democratic handover of power between two parties. But in several states, politicians are still wrangling over powerful governor positions. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Politicians from the ruling All Progressives Congress, or APC, and the former ruling party, the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, have been sparring in court over the outcome of 3 state governor's races. The vote in April saw the APC take control of the presidency and a majority of governor's seats. However, APC gubernatorial candidates in Rivers, Taraba, and Akwaibom states lost the vote, then challenged the results. Political analyst Chris Ngwodo says the APC wants to consolidate its power.
They are looking at these areas as highly contentious areas. Of course, it's also down to the candidates in those places themselves. They are the ones that primarily drive the litigation process.
The court battles are far from finished. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
Clashes broke out after the verdict Saturday in the town of Wukari. A police spokesman said 7 people were killed and 15 injured. European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russian airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Islamic State affiliates claimed responsibility for the attack. Airport safety expert Todd Curtis of airsafe.com.
You have several governments, among them the UK, the US, and Russia, stating that they believe that there was a bomb that was placed on board the aircraft. Now, to the best of my knowledge, none of these entities have stated whether the bomb was placed by airport staff or by a passenger or by a third party.
The crash of the Russian plane prompted some air carriers to curb or cut flights to Sharm el-Sheikh. A Jordanian police officer gunned down 2 Americans and a South African before local forces shot the attacker Monday at a training center outside of Amman. Security sources say the assailant wounded 2 American trainers and 4 Jordanians at the Jordan International Police Training Center. In the latest incident of violence, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis at a bus stop in the West Bank on Sunday, wounding at least 4 people before Israeli police opened fire and killed the assailant. Al Ghira is a Palestinian protester on the West Bank. He says, "The uprising has begun. We need the factions to step in and give us weapons. Stones are not enough." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for meetings today with President Obama. Mr. Netanyahu angered President Obama by coming to Washington in March of this year without his invitation or approval. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.